But there was no battle, just the sound of celebrations. A group of people, with Phileas Fogg in front, were coming on horses towards them. Passepartout and the two other passengers were sitting on the horses behind. They looked safe and well. Mrs. Aouda ran to meet them. Inspector Fix waited outside the station.
Maybe he's not so clever after all,
he decided.
But we must return to England soon, and then I can arrest him.
You're all back safe! This is wonderful!
Mrs. Aouda cried. Everyone, except Passepartout, looked happy.
Yes, we're safe, but Mr. Fogg will probably lose his bet because of me,
said Passepartout. He left them to their celebrations and went to the station to find out about trains to New York.
When's the next train to New York?
He asked.
The next one leaves tonight,
was the reply.
But we're already over 24 hours late. If the train leaves tonight, we'll be too late to get the boat.
Passepartout felt very bad. He wanted to be a hero, and Phileas Fogg came to rescue him. At that moment, Inspector Fix returned with a man he was talking to outside the station.
This man says he can take us to the station in Omaha in his sledge,
he said.
We can take a train to New York from there.
The man had a strange sledge with sails. He explained to them that he often took passengers from one station to another in the winter when the snow stopped the trains, and that with a good wind behind them, they could go a lot faster than the train.